Hospitality. During your travels, you may find yourself invited to dinner in a Chinese home. Here are some customs which relate to hospitality and correct behavior as a dinner guest. It is both appropriate and polite to bring a small gift, such as a bottle of wine or a tea set. However, remember never to bring four of anything, as the number four,
四,
is considered unlucky because it is similar to the word meaning death.
四.
Also, a timepiece of any kind would be inappropriate, since the words
送钟,
meaning give clock are very similar to the words meaning attend someone's funeral. When greeting your host or hostess, you should bow slightly and say
你好,
a greeting which means you are good or you are well. A Chinese hello, therefore, is a well-wishing hello. One never says
你好吗?
Or how are you, which is used only by relatives or close friends as an expression of concern. As in the West, it's considered rude to immediately begin eating when served. Rather, you should wait until everyone has been seated and all of the dishes have been served. Once this has been done, it's customary for the host or hostess to say, eat rice, or
吃饭.
This is similar to such American expressions as dig in or enjoy your meal. After the host or hostess has greeted the guests in this way, they in turn may address one another using the same phrase.
吃饭.
Having been said all around, everyone begins to eat. At a more formal dinner party, you may hear the host and hostess greet the guests with the longer, more polite phrase,
各位请用饭.
Which means, everyone please eat rice. At this kind of occasion, a toast is frequently offered before the food is served. The person offering the toast could say,
干杯,
or dry the cup. Another common toast is,
祝你健康,
meaning, I wish you health. When serving yourself during dinner, you will need to remember to serve yourself only those portions nearest you at the edge of the plate. It's considered rude to stir the food in any dish. If you have finished while others are still eating, you should say,
请慢用,
please slowly eat, meaning take your time, enjoy your dinner. After this, you can leave the table. When you are leaving the home of your host and hostess, they may say to you,
慢慢走.
This literally means slowly, slowly walk. And in this situation, it's like saying, have a safe trip home. Chinese festivals. Chinese New Year. Chinese festivals are based on the traditional lunar calendar. The Chinese New Year, known as the Spring Festival or
春节,
is the most important festival of the year and usually occurs between January 21st and February 19th, according to the Western solar calendar. The entire family is present, and a great deal of preparation is involved in cooking special foods which have a symbolic value. Dumplings
饺子,
are considered lucky and will be part of the northern Chinese meal, while a southern household will have a multi-course banquet with more meat served than usual. Fish balls represent a reunion, and eating turnip will bring good fortune. The traditional New Year's cake, made with sticky rice and brown sugar, is also eaten. The family stays up through the night to watch fireworks, which will scare away demons and bad luck. Households are brightly lit and fragrant with incense, which is burned in order to welcome the return of the gods that left heaven at the end of the previous year. Gifts such as paper money, tinfoil shapes, and fruit are prepared for New Year's Day. Pure and Bright Day. Another important festival is
清明,
or Pure and Bright Day, which is celebrated around April 5th. Families visit cemeteries to honor their ancestors and beautify their graves. As this festival occurs in spring, it is also a day for sporting contests, kite flying, and other outdoor activities. Dragon Boat Festival. The festival of
端午
is celebrated between late May and early June. The legend connected with this day has to do with the great ancient poet
屈原,
who lived more than 2,000 years ago in the kingdom of
楚
in southern China. As legend has it, the poet was deeply patriotic and proposed to the ruler of
楚
that only honest and able people should be employed by him, and not those who were his favorites.
屈原
was thereafter banished from
楚.
Upon learning that
楚
had fallen to a rival army, he threw himself into the
汨罗
river in
湖南
province. The people of
楚
rushed to the river to try to save him, but it was too late. They threw bamboo shafts filled with rice as a sacrifice to him, so that the fish would eat the rice and not the poet's body. So on this day, people throw rice dumplings into a river to recreate the sacrifice. It is also customary to eat
粽子,
a glutinous rice wrapped in reed leaves. Today, the celebration also includes dragon boat races to commemorate the people's poet. Dragons are regarded as supernatural creatures and symbols of good luck. Many weeks are spent creating elaborate dragon boats, which are similar to canoes. Teams then race the dragons to mark the festival of
端午,
Mid-Autumn Day. Mid-Autumn Day
中秋,
is the most important holiday after the Chinese New Year. Despite the name, it is celebrated in August, during that month's full moon. In Chinese culture, the full moon symbolizes completeness, perfection, reunion. On this day, people eat round moon cakes and fruits with a round shape, such as watermelons, oranges, or grapefruits. Traditionally, a person exchanges moon cakes with his or her friends, as well as other gifts. The gift of a moon cake has a ritual significance to the Chinese, which is similar to the exchange of Christmas gifts in the West. Proverbs. The sky is high, the emperor is far away.
山高皇帝远.
The Chinese routinely include such sayings in their everyday conversation, and have done so since ancient times. This proverb means that a powerful figure is far away, and one can relax and enjoy a measure of freedom. Proverbs are generally 4 to 8 characters long, and like any common speech or slang in a foreign language, they can be nearly incomprehensible to a foreigner. In a society that reveres its elders, respects authority, and is always aware of
面子
or face, proverbs provide a subtle way by which to avoid criticisms of any kind or to explain an unpleasant action or truth. Most Chinese proverbs originated from oft-told tales that taught a lesson, much as the same as in Aesop's fables. The moral of the story is what became the proverb. The following is simply a small selection of the many examples of Chinese proverbs. Proverb: when one man finds the way, his chickens and dogs ascend to heaven.
一人得道，鸡犬升天.
Meaning, when a man is promoted to a position of authority, all his friends and relatives benefit. Proverb: feeling stones while crossing a river.
过河探石.
Meaning, feeling out the situation as one goes. Proverb: never pull on your shoes in a melon patch. Never adjust your cap under a plum tree.
瓜田李下.
Meaning, don't act suspiciously if you want to avoid being suspected. Proverb: one step, ascend heaven.
一步登天.
Meaning, this is said of someone who has a meteoric rise in fame or fortune. Proverb: come and not go, not polite.
来而不往非礼也.
Meaning, it is impolite not to reciprocate. Proverb: victories, defeats are a general's ordinary things.
胜败乃兵家常事.
Meaning, another victory or defeat doesn't mean much. It's only one part of a whole. Proverb: sit, eat, mountain empty.
坐吃山空.
Meaning, sit idle and eat, and in time your whole fortune will be used up. Proverb: use egg to strike rock.
以卵击石.
Meaning, to grossly overestimate one's own strength. Proverb: map unrolled, dagger revealed.
图穷匕现.
Meaning, someone's real intention is revealed in the end. Proverb: Zhang's cap on Li's head.
张冠李戴.
Meaning, to confuse one thing with another. Proverb: a fox assumes a tiger's prowess.
狐假虎威。
Meaning, to bully others by flaunting one's powerful connections. Proverb, you never know at whose hand a deer will die.
鹿死谁手。
Meaning, there is no way to predict what will happen in the future. Measure words. It is important to remember that in Mandarin, unlike in English, there are many measure words used when describing quantity. The word to be used in each case is determined largely by the nature of the item in question. For example, in the phrase,
哪条路?
For which road, meaning which one road,
条
is the measure word.
条
is used to indicate long things such as roads, belts, dresses, lines, etc.
个
is the measure word used for people, for objects such as a cup or a room, or for an hour. To describe flat objects or things such as a bed, tables, or paper, you use
张 杯
is the measure word used for liquids, such as soup, tea, or beer.
快
is the measure word used with currency. Questions. In Mandarin, there are two ways to ask yes-no questions, by using
吗?
A spoken question word at the end of the question, or by using a verb negative form of the verb combination.
吗?
Is more often used, especially in conversation, as it is perceived as a faster way to pose a question. For example, you can ask either
你想喝茶吗?
Meaning, would you like to drink tea? Or
你想不想喝茶?
You would, wouldn't like to drink tea. Either form is equally correct. Climate. Mainland China is slightly larger than the United States. Due to its large landmass, the climate ranges from subarctic in the north to tropical in the south. Consequently, the Chinese are likely to experience everything from monsoons and droughts to tsunamis and earthquakes. China's population of 1.2 billion, five times that of the United States, is largely centered in the eastern part of the country. The terrain in the west consists largely of mountains and deserts. Although China boasts some of the world's longest rivers, only land in the east is fertile enough to support agriculture. Currency. Currency in China is called renminbi, or the people's currency. The
yuan
being the standard unit of renminbi. Only in recent years has the government allowed renminbi to be taken out of the country and exchanged for foreign currency. Transportation and communication. For most of the Chinese, travel is done on bikes, buses, trains, or on foot. Very few people own cars. Domestic air travel is expensive and is used primarily by businessmen. The government is creating a network of highways that will eventually link the major cities. Communication systems exist in the major cities and in some less urban areas. All TV channels are operated by the government. Local stations, as well as radio stations, must have official approval. The telephone system is also government-owned and operated and continues to expand. Computers, fax machines, electronic mail, and other modern forms of communication are largely available only to well-to-do urbanites. Education. In 1978, China adopted an education policy that mandates compulsory education for 9 years. This policy requires students to finish primary school and middle school. Each family is charged a fee per term to send a child to school. Thereafter, students who wish to pursue further education must pass rigorous exams for the high school level and beyond. Entrance to a national university or college requires passing an exam which takes place every July. Due to the exam's difficulty and the harsh weather in that month, students have nicknamed it Black July. Most of the students who complete a higher education are trained as specialists in fields such as engineering and the sciences in order to further China's development. The notes you have just listened to are also printed in the booklet, which accompanies Pimsleur's Mandarin 1. This has been a Simon & Schuster audio presentation.